September 3, 1906. Sanitarium, California. September 3, 1906. Roy Logan. Dear brother, Sister King has spoken to me of you as a young man desiring advice in regard to entering a school of osteopathy conducted by unbelievers. I would caution you to be on your guard. You cannot be too careful how you place yourself in a position where you will be surrounded by students who are unbelievers and receive instruction from teachers who were not taught by the great teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. It has frequently been seen that what seemed to be favorable opportunities for obtaining an education in worldly institutions were snares of the enemy. The time of the students has been fully occupied to the exclusion of the study of God's Word. They have completed the course of study, but they were not fitted to take up the study of the work of the Lord. It is not necessary for you to go to a worldly school to obtain an education, for there are excellent opportunities before you in schools conducted by those who understand the truth, and where you can receive an education in Bible knowledge. If you desire to fit yourself for medical missionary work, you can find at Loma Linda the very best opening. If you need preliminary work, this you can obtain at the college in Healdsburg. Would it not be wisdom for you to attend one of these schools rather than to place yourself in the company of those who neither teach nor obey the commandments of God? You will have severe enough battles to fight, even when you place yourself under the best influences possible. Would it not be presumption to place yourself unnecessarily in school where the teachers do not have respect to the Lord's commandments, where the Sabbath is not recognized as His sign? Our young men need, above all else, to be thoroughly instructed that they may teach the way of the Lord to perishing souls. The words that I speak unto you, says Christ, they are spirit and they are life. Study the Word. The strictest fidelity is to be cherished. The love of the truth and a genuine desire for improvement in the understanding of the Word will make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the service of God. As you learn, you should seek for opportunities to explain the truth to others. The tempter is watching you in your uncertainty. He will make a determined effort to secure you to serve his purposes. How few understand Satan's great power to deceive. Close every door where he might enter. Surrender yourself, body, soul, and spirit, to God. Place yourself under those who teach and obey the truth, and learn all you can from them. When you place yourself under the influence of the Holy Spirit, then you can see light in God's light, and you will rejoice in His truth. Keep yourself in the circle of His light, where His light is cherished, and then let your light so shine before men that they, by seeing your good works, may glorify your Father, which is in heaven. From a sermon by Mrs. E. G. White, Los Angeles, California, September 9, 1905. We are so thankful that God has opened the way for us to secure such favorable locations for our institutions in Southern California. He brought first to our notice the buildings now occupied by the Fernando School. When someone wrote and told me of the buildings that were offered for sale at such reasonable prices, I replied, "Lose no time in securing the property." The instruction given was obeyed, and for 2 or 3 years, a school has been conducted there. God calls upon you to take a greater interest in this school than you have taken in the past. The Lord has wonderfully opened up the way for us to establish sanitariums. These institutions should be centers of education. They should be conducted by men and women who have the fear of God in their hearts, and who can speak words in season, bringing to troubled souls the comfort of the grace of God. This is the work that should be done in every sanitarium. For a long time, we have desired to see a work begun in Redlands. Now, in the providence of God, we have come into possession of Loma Linda. This will give you an influence in Redlands and Riverside, enabling us to find openings for the proclamation of present truth. This beautiful property was offered to us at a very low price. It is completely furnished. We have only to take possession. We trust that our people will rally to the support of this institution, that it may not be burdened with a large, interest-bearing debt. A reform needed. At this time when Satan is rallying his forces, shall the people of God lay off the armor and go to sleep? Shall we do nothing? Or shall we remember that there is one who says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth"? Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Many have so little faith in God that he is unable to work for them. Elder Simpson has labored diligently and faithfully in Los Angeles, and the Lord has given him success. But his success would have been far greater had the church rallied to his support, had every member been consecrated to God. Some have thought that Elder Simpson should labor for the church. The church members should rather have assisted Elder Simpson by going to their neighbors and telling them of the truth, inviting them to attend the meetings. There is now a large number of believers in Los Angeles. Many of these should be fitting themselves to work for the Master, that the truth may go forth as a lamp that burneth. Read the 58th chapter of Isaiah. Read it over many times, and you will receive a deeper impression each time. I have always felt a deep interest in the work in Southern California. For more than 20 years, this part of the state has been represented to me as an important field. Our people should be ready to meet those who come and go and speak to them the words of life. They should scatter the publications containing present truth. The Lord will do great things for those who cooperate with Him.